Newstalk ZB, it is now 23 to 7, and from Milford Asset Management, Sam Trethaway is with me. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Larry.
So, takeover office. Now, following the completion of the August reporting season on the NZX, what else is going on in the market?
Yes, well, outside of the recent reporting season in the larger cap stocks, there have been three takeover offers made for some of our smaller listed companies. So these are a takeover offer for Acuity Healthcare, so it's a small private hospital operator, which was made by Connor Healthcare, representing a consortium of the three major shareholders, and offer by Dorchester Pacific for the remaining 80% of Turner's options, which it does not really hold, and a takeover offer by Christchurch City Holdings for Littleton Port Company. So the interesting case here is that of Littleton Port Company.
So can you explain the Littleton Port offer, because it's quite complex?
Yeah, so there's two key points I'd like to make about this. The first is that the offer price of $3.95 per share is at a reasonable premium to where the stock has been trading on market at around $3.15, and it's above the independent expert's valuation of $3.50 for the company. And on top of this, the independent directors have recommended that shareholders accept the offer. However, Littleton Port does have significant cash on hand, so around $330 million. Well, this represents just over $3 a share. So a quick comparison between the balance sheet of the company and the offer price doesn't make the underlying business look that cheap. And we have seen some inquiries to the company about this from shareholders. To explain why, I guess the reason is that they received a large insurance payout post the earthquake, and this $330 million or more, up to around $500 million, will be spent on repairs to the business, and the independent expert's report adjusts for this in the evaluation. The second point around the offer is that the Christchurch City Holdings, which is the investment arm of the Christchurch City Council, and is a 79% shareholder in the company, entered a lock-up agreement with Port Otago, who is the other major shareholder and holds a 15% stake. So under this agreement, Port Otago agreed to sell their stake in Christchurch City Holdings and at the offer price, and effectively took the takeover past the compulsory acquisition level of 90% under the takeovers code. So the key point here is that shareholders could be forced to sell their shares if half the remaining small shareholders accept the offer.
Yeah, and what about the remaining small shareholders? How are they going to be looked after?
In terms of whether the price that they have to accept the offer at is fair or not, the responsibility falls onto the independent directors of the target company. So in this case, the board of directors of Littleton Port Company is entirely independent and is under the NZX listing rules, and considered the offer on behalf of these small shareholders and recommended they accept.
When have we seen a board not recommend shareholders accept an offer?
The most recent case of this was Abano Healthcare. So during the second half of last year, Archer Capital, with the support of Peter Hudson, made what the independent directors of that company considered to be a low-priced proposal to acquire the business. The independent directors, led by their chairman, Trevor Jane, stood up to the offer, as they believed it was below what the fair value of Abano's shares were, and recommended shareholders reject the offer. So Mr. Janes, in doing so, did expose himself to a fair bit of public scrutiny as a result of the actions. But in the end, small shareholders benefited. This situation does emphasise the importance of having strong and independent directors appointed to listed boards, and it's something we look at closely when investing.
And Sam, is more takeover or M&A activity likely to continue?
It often does come in waves, and there are constantly trade parties and private equity players assessing whether they could realise more value from a listed business if it was privately held. In general, though, we believe it is beneficial to the share market to have takeover offers as part of what we see, and it keeps the valuations of stocks honest and realises value that shareholders might not otherwise receive.
Thank you, Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver category Fund Manager of the Year for both 2013-2014. Now, the award recognises the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. For more information or an investment statement, go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call 0800 662 345.